Fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morena, Amelia.
Hello.
Oh, hello. How are you today?
I
need to stop asking people that, honestly. I should say something like, what can you see out your window? Something instead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm filled with a kind of a churning ocean of terror, but that's not going to stop us talking about some fun word stuff
no
today.
No way. No, ma'am. Okay, where are we going in the world of words? Because I'm already thinking it's going to be a wild one today.
I mean, I did send you a message yesterday saying it's going to be a wild one today. So, I mean, I understand your apprehension. Do the words Sator, Arepo, Tenet, Opera, Rotas mean anything to you?
No, except that it does sound familiar, so I'm thinking it's going to be one of those things that I'm going to kick myself in about 15 seconds when you explain what it is.
It means nothing to me.
What if I say it in this order? Rotas, Opera, Tenet, Arepo, Sator.
Nah, no. I'm still flailing in the dark here.
Have you seen that movie, Tenet?
Oh, yes. God, we were talking about this morning. I got razzed on air when it came out because I said that I liked it and no one else did.
You own your truth there, Zoe. You like Tenet, that's all good.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but put a pin in it because we might come back to it later.
Okay.
So this series of five Latin words it's a magic square.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So if you put them all on top of each other, so say Sator, Arepo, Tenet, Opera, Rotas.
Yes.
Notice that the first letter of each of the words also spells Sator.
Oh.
The second letter of each of the words also spells Arepo.
Whoa. So you can make...
And so on, etc.
You can make a little grid of all of those things.
You can make a little grid, and that also means that it's palindromic. So it's the same forwards and backwards.
So what do those words actually mean?
Well, we're going to have to come to that later.
Oh, okay. We ain't got a way to go yet.
So this like, magic square of words is big. It's global. It's an international sensation.
Okay. Coming to a town near you.
So it comes up in kind of like weird mystic uses. So it's used to help women in labor, apparently in the 1200s.
What? How? It says do they chant it at you or do they like
I think
draw
you have
it on you? Or?
Sator.
I think it's probably on a little leather tag. That's what I'm imagining.
Okay. You wear it.
I think you probably wear it.
Okay.
In the 1400s, this one I really don't know anything about, but it says it was used to quench fires.
Oh my gosh.
Just yell at it a bit louder. Sator.
Arepo.
And then in the 1500s, it's a cure for insanity.
I feel like it would do the opposite effect on me. If someone started yelling that at me, I'd feel more strung out, I think.
You're not yelling it, right? It's on a square. It's got to be on a square. They're not yelling it. They're handing you a little, and I'm imagining leather, square, and punched into it, it says, Sator, Arepo, Tenet, Opera, Rotas, or possibly Rotas, Opera, Tenet, Arepo, Sator.
Cured.
So there's a Coptic prayer that names Christ's five nails he was crucified with as Sator, Arepo, Tenet, Opera, and Rotas.
Heck.
In the Ethiopic tradition, they are named the lance wounds, or the not just the lance wounds, the various wounds.
The various wounds.
But they're slightly altered. So Sador is the lance wound. Elador is the right hand wound.
Mm-hmm.
Danat is the left hand wound. Adara, the right foot wound. I'm sure you can guess which one Rodas is.
The left foot wound?
Nailed it.
Yes.
Variations on these have been used to name the wise men and the shepherds in the nativity story.
So there's a bit of a biblical vibe to it, but there's also a bit of a mystical vibe to it.
Yeah, and so people kind of thought that this was like a, you know, like the end of the Roman Empire when everything's kind of bit shit.
It's all gone, like, it's all gone tits up.
In the kind of like, you know, like the like 800s, 900s. It's like, it's barely itself anymore. They're all doing mystic stuff. People kind of thought that this was like a...
descended into mysticism.
And it was just like kind of a bunch of nonsense. But then, in 1868, there was... Old Mate was excavating a villa.
Who's Old Mate?
Some bloke.
Some bloke. Some bloke with a little trowel and a little brush.
In Cirencester. And he was in this villa, and he scratched into the oak. I'm reading this. He scratched into the ochre surface of the unearthed plaster.
Wow.
And found a rotus square.
Oh my days.
And so usually the ones that you're finding in like the 1200s, 1400s, 1600s, they're Sator. At the top.
Yep.
This was rotus at the top, which is interesting. But mainly, this is proving that it has a kind of a genuinely ancient Roman,
wow,
like Roman occupation of Britain, at least.
That is
era
crazy.
Origin. Yeah, and then so then they find more of these in Dura, which is another ancient Roman kind of excavated site, and they find it near a Christian, like the earliest example we have of a Christian church.
Whoa. So this is old words.
It's old words. and so it's around this time. This is like the end of the 19th century, that someone comes up with a theory about it.
I was waiting for this. What does it all mean?
It's a... Magic. Well, throughout this time, people are arguing about what the actual words mean.
Okay.
But this guy's like, it's not about the words, bro. You got to look beyond the words. You can't... The words... I don't know why you're looking at the words, honestly. Rookie era. What you got to look at is the letters.
Letter salad with Amelia described.
Yeah. So in the center of the Rotus Square, and I'm going to keep calling it that.
Yes.
I'm not going to call it the Sator Square, no matter what the Americans want me to do. In the center is in like what we would recognize as an N.
Yep. I know what that looks
you know,
like.
The Romans have a different name, but that's their own business. And if you rearrange the letters of the Rotus Square,
yes,
you get Pater Noster.
What?
In a cruciform shape, sharing the same N. Can you picture that?
So
it's Pater Noster going top to bottom and Pater Noster going left to right, and they have the same N. They share the N.
So that's like, okay, that's our father, eh? That's as far as my Latin can go.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Nailed it.
Nice.
Thank
one,
you.
Rach.
I did actually do some Latin at school when I was a big nerd in year 7, and then I stopped because it was boring.
Oh,
boo.
Yeah, boo.
Well, it's not boring now, is it?
Nah.
Now that you've got, you've unraveled the Rotus Square and you've found this cruciform Pater Noster cryptogram.
Feel like Nick Cage.
And if you're really paying attention, you'll think, hey, that's not enough letters.
Yeah, I wasn't paying that close of attention. So this guy
but
was
what
like,
letters do we have left over? We've got two A's, right?
Yep.
And we've got two O's.
Oh.
Now what did Jesus say?
What did he say?
He said, I am the Alpha and Omega.
Whoa. Oh my Christ.
Exactly. So the idea,
you weren't kidding when you said this was a wild one this morning.
Yeah, this is some Da Vinci Code shit. So I mean, you can do this with the Rotus Square. They've never found it written down, as far as I can tell.
So this one guy was like, I've come up with this really good idea and I'm just going to make it work.
This guy was like, I've cracked it. Look at this.
Cracked the Da Vinci Code.
indisputable truth. Look how cool this looks.
I reckon if it looks cool, it is a pretty good argument for it being a thing, though, eh?
Yes, until they found an older rota square.
Oh my god.
No.
Yeah, so they found the, I think the oldest one they found is at Pompeii.
That is old. That's old as.
Yeah, and so though it's possible there were early Christians at Pompeii, it's unlikely. So people think it's maybe got something to do with the cult of Mithras.
Whoa! Mithras?
Whoa! The Mithraic cult.
We're running out of time, so we need to do the cult of Mithras quickly,
okay,
I believe.
Okay, we're not going to talk about the cult of Mithras. Okay. I'm just going to talk about what it means.
Okay, yeah, what does it mean? What does it all mean?
So it's usually translated to, and you kind of have to start with Sator in order to translate it, although some people are like, Latin word order is so loose it could be whatever, and other people are like, oh, it's not that loose, mate. So it probably means, oh, where have I got this written down?
This is, you can't cut out now. This is the, like,
this
peak.
Is a crucial moment.
Okay, so it probably means the sower Arepo holds wheels, or the wheel, for the purpose of work.
What?
Oh, that is
so
a little bit boring.
All this time, and they're like, do some work is what it means. You got the tools, do the work.
But, I mean, other people have found, because so Arepo is a word that is nowhere else in our knowledge of Latin vocabulary.
True.
Which is called,
I don't know.
Mystery?
A riddle? a mistake? A spelling error?
A mistake?
No, it's...
An anomaly?
It's called a hapax legomenon. We talked about this.
We did talk about those, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, so people usually translate it as a proper noun.
Oh, it's a person,
although,
maybe, or a thing.
Maybe, but also, I mean, if it's a name, it's a name that is recorded nowhere else. There is a possibility, as it is talking about, like, working with wheels or whatever, and it's talking about a farmer, that this could be, like, a kind of a lower class word that we don't have recordings of, because mainly our focus on Latin vocabulary has been, like, Cicero and stuff, and not so much... You know, there's been more work done recently, and this is more in Greek than in Latin, on, like, weird fragments where they're finding out, like, oh, this word we thought there was only one of, lots of people used it, but just poros, not poshos. I found someone on the website medium.com who gave this translation, the creator of the lands holds the celestial wheels, which is a bit more fun.
That's more
like
fun.
That one.
Yeah. And leaning into that aspect of it, I think,
gives
is where
me a
we're
celestial
going.
Celestial wheel.
Yeah, and some people think that the farmer Arepo holding the wheels for the purpose of work is like a Christian metaphor, although...
Seems like no one really knows, is the TLDR.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, you know, to fit something as a palindrome, you need to fudge it a little bit. And if you were a native Latin speaker in Pompeii, you would probably read it and you'd be like, oh, I see what they did there. But if you're us, it's like, you know, able was I ere I saw Alba. You're like, sorry, excuse me, what? Like, someone in 2,000 years is going to read that and they're going to be like...
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Able was I here. I saw Alba. Ah, man.
Probably magic.
Plan a canal, Panama. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I've enjoyed diving into the weird world of the... what is it? The Rota Square? I wanted to say the Rotary Club for a second.
The Rotary Club.
the Rota Square. Although the Rota Square. In American studies, it's usually called the Sator Square.
Okay. But forget about it.
Our earliest versions are all start with Rotas on top.
So Rotas it is for today. Thank you for bringing us that. I feel very much like I'm on some Nick Cage movie. Always happens this morning. And I appreciate all the knowledge we have gained today. Thank you, Amelia Discreet.
Hey, my pleasure. Hopefully I haven't invoked any ancient curses or anything.
Oh, no.
Let's
watch out for Mithras today.
See you later, Amelia. See ya.
Bye.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.